Man gets 26 to life for killing stepmother in Lake Forest. Fullerton, California. A 30-year-old man was sentenced April 3 to 26 years to life in prison for killing his stepmother with a pickaxe in Lake Forest nearly a decade ago. Oscar Luis Morlet III was convicted March 2, but because he pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity, jurors had to determine whether he was sane at the time of the crime. If he had been found insane at the time of the killing, he would have been committed to a state mental hospital for an indefinite period. Jurors found March 15 that he was sane at the time of the killing. Morlet was convicted of first-degree murder, with jurors finding true a sentencing enhancement for the personal use of a deadly weapon. Morlet was convicted of killing 66-year-old Jean Ellen Morlet on August 9, 2013. She was living with the suspect and his father, Oscar Morlet Sr., and brother, Alex, at 21 Blazewood in Lake Forest at the time, according to a trial brief from Senior Deputy District Attorney Seton Hunt. The defendant had been living with his mother, Lisa Powell, before that, but she kicked him out of the house in June 2013, Hunt said. So his father and stepmother took him in, Hunt added. The defendant was unemployed and used a bicycle to get around at the time, Hunt said. Morlet's father and stepmother told the defendant that they planned to downsize and were moving, so they suggested he move out and into a rescue mission, Hunt said. Defendant felt the victim was pushing him out of the house, Hunt said. On August 6, 2013, the defendant told a neighbor, "I hate my stepmom," according to Hunt. He also said, "I wish she was dead," the prosecutor added. The next day, the defendant attempted to poison his stepmother by putting patchouli oil in her water, Hunt said. On the morning of August 9, 2013, the defendant's father and brother left for work, leaving Morlet home alone with his stepmother, Hunt said. About 10:45 a.m., a neighbor heard three loud screams or moans, Hunt said. About 11:18 a.m., the defendant dialed 911 and reported his mother was the victim of a home invasion, but he managed to run out the back door, Hunt said. The call got disconnected, and when a dispatcher called back, it went to voicemail, Hunt said. Deputies responded to the home and found the victim's bloodied body, and she was pronounced dead at 11:42 a.m., Hunt added. Morlet went to Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, where he again called 911, picking up the phone with a bloody hand, Hunt said. He again said his stepmother was attacked by gardeners, Hunt said. Morlet later told investigators he attacked his stepmother with a pickaxe when she was in her bed, Hunt added. She sustained 17 puncture wounds, including one to the lung, Hunt said. Morlet's attorney, Ed Beckett, said in court papers that his client had been on antipsychotic medications for years and was attending group meetings for substance abuse at Saddleback Church. As the defendant was awaiting trial, he was committed for 15 months at Patton State Hospital until his sanity was restored and he could again assist in his defense, Beckett said. Beckett argued during the trial his client had schizophrenia that prevented him from understanding what he was doing was morally wrong.